We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Kof Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting four lines from the top of Daf Kof Gimel Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Hayman de Oiger Le Beisei Lechavri Le Eser Shnin. Someone rented his friend a house for 10 years. Because of Leishtar, he gave him a shtar that says that I'm renting you a house for 10 years. But it doesn't say a date in the shtar. So you don't exactly know when it starts or when it ends, but you know he has it for 10 years. And then, a few years later, Vamalei, the owner tells the renter, landlord tells the renter, he says, Nikita's Chamesh Shanim, you already did 5 years already, you only 5 years left. Allah is Mehem, he's believed. Omalei Rav Acham, Dithla Ravina, El Miata, Oizve Meya Zuzi Vishtara, Omalei Praticha Palga, Hakadam in heaven, you tell me if I have a star that you owe me $100, and then you say you pay me 50. You know, man? So here it's like the landlord owes the tenant 10 years, and how does he believe to say 5 years? The star says 10 years. So where's his name on us? Amalei, no, it's not a dimyon. Halchi hashtav. Hashtam shtar legevaynikoy. Buy a shtar. Shtar is made to collect $100. That's what it's there for. So Isa the pare, if you would have paid half of it, you should write on top of it, agabe, you should write on the shtar, 50 was paid. Inam michtav of tavro, or write a shoiver, write a receipt that you received 50, and therefore you paid 50, that he received 50, you get a receipt, then you can have a raya. Avahocha, Amalei, hide the shtara. The reason I wrote your star is not that you have a right now for 10 years. The reason I wrote your star is kehechid loy techsegala, in order to be known that you're a renter and you're not going to make a chazok on it. Now, so what's the Gemara saying? Let's speak it outside, then we'll speak out what's shver. So what the Gemara is saying is that when a malv is holding onto a star, that is his ticket to collecting $100. So as long as I have that star, I collect $100. And if you said you pay 50, you got to bring me a raya with a receipt or write something on the star with Adam. Masha'inkin over here, this star doesn't give you wasn't here to give you a right for 10 years. The star was written in order that you the renter shouldn't claim it's yours. The only problem is, if that's the whole point of the star, so really then the landlord should hold on to the star. Not the, like, what does it help if that guy's holding on to the star? He can hide the star. What that can help? Let's look at him, it's bought. After 5 years, say, oh, I don't know, no star. So Tosis really asks his kasha. And Tosis answers that with writing a star, it becomes a coil that this thing is rented. That's, when you write a star, we know it's a coil. So the point of writing a star is just to let everyone know the news, this guy's been renting 10 years, and therefore he's not going to be able to claim that it's his, because everyone knows that he's sitting on this piece of property as a renter and not as an owner. But it's not a riot to any 10 years, because it doesn't say a date, and therefore the owner is believed to say, you already did 5 years. Amar Rav Nachman, Shoyel Odom B'tuvoy La'olam, which means, like Rashi explains, if someone borrows something, and he says, the Lashon B'tuvoy, Hashulene B'tuvoy, we tight up, it means like this, that I am borrowing that forever as long as that item is in good shape. I'm going to borrow it. The halacha is that even if you give it back, you could take it back again. It's like you have a contract already to borrow that forever. Shel adam matuva lo'ilam. Omar Rav Mari bereid Rav Shmuel v'hu dekani menei. It's only if you make a kinyan. But if you don't make a kinyan, then once you give it back, so then it's over. You have to get a kinyan on this idea that this is shel adam matuva, that's a she'ela forever. But if not, once I give it back to the owner, I cannot come and take it back. And if it breaks, so Rashi says if it breaks, you give him back the pieces and you have no right to put it back together. You have no right to put it back together because it's not petuva anymore. Like Rashi says, if you give back the pieces, the high lav matana yave eloshai lava uve tuvayhu high lav toivu. Once it gets to the matzvah, it's not toiv anymore. Then the she'el is over, and I can't fix it and say I'm going to use it. I have to give back the pieces to the owner. Amar Rava, hayman da amle lechavrei ushlamara lemirpek bay high pradisa. You tell your friend, you know, I want to borrow your hoe, your shovel, in order to dig up my paradise. So Rafik Bey Ahu Paradesa. He has a right for that paradise. He said clearly, I want to use it for this paradise, the specific paradise on Calvert Street. So Allah is that you only use it over there and that's it. What about, you don't say high paradise, you say paradesa. Then Rafik Bey, call paradesa boy. You can use it for any paradise you want. Paradesai, if you say all my paradesim, so the chiddush now will be is it's not only two, you can do as many as you want. Rafik also called paradesi the islay. Any pardese that he has, he could use the shovel for, mahalei katan. He gives back the pieces, he can use as many as he wants. The first case is, it's only one pardes, specific one. Second case is, it's one pardes, but any one of his pardesim. He said one, but it could be any one. The third case is, he could use it with all his pardesim, even more than two. That's the chiddush. Pardesai usually means two. The chiddush is, Rashi, the omle pardesai, rabbi pei kol pardesai islay. What do you mean in trei pardesai hu dekam alei? That fill of two benayim masras. That's supposed to be more than that, even more than two. So to more about it. Don't worry about it. Hai man da omle l'chavrei, ushlan hai gargusa. He says, can you lend me this gargusa, this be'er ma'im chayim, this... Be'er, this spring, water, spring that has water. I need it for my, you know, I want to borrow from you, I want to use it to water my field. Benofla, and the agusa fell in, loy bonile. He doesn't have to build him a new one because he said, hi, agusa. But let's say, gargusa, benofle, bone. The guy builds it back, he says, I can use it. So Rashi like this. The first case is Oshel Shleniger is very Marim Chayim Loi Barley and Ball of Noisai. If he wants this, this is the rent. This is the borrower wants to build it. Loi Ma'od Shaili Loilam Zemakulav Loi Shaili Noisai Zemakulav. He says, you know, you only borrowed that one. That one fell in. You want to now rebuild something and use it? No, you can't. They never lend that to you. Only lend to you this one specifically. But if I say, I want to borrow from you a be'er, I want to borrow you from you a spring, and all of yours collapsed, I can rebuild them and use it. So that's a lacha. Gargusa nafli bonile. If you say, be'i gargusa, it's a different lacha. He says, lend me a place to dig a bar. That's what be'i gargusa means. Lend me a place to dig a bar. The lacha is, you could go dig all around the guy's property until you find water. But you have to make a kinyan because this with Dibur Ba'alma is not enough. It's not enough for Dibur Ba'alma. Why? Because here the guy is making holes and he's digging up all different places in the property. So he has to have a kinyan to have a right to do such a thing. So someone rents a house to his friend and it's rented and it falls down. He has to give him back. He has to supply him with a bias. You took rent from the guy, and you signed the contract, and you rent him a house. Actually, the rent could be not, it's not payment paid till the end of the year, but he mekabel on himself. He's going to rent the guy a house, and he couldn't supply the house. The house wasn't ready, or the house fell down. He has to give him a house. Hoyakotun, if the house that he gave him, that he made up with, was a small house, loyas and a god, he can't make a bigger house. Sometimes the guy does not want a bigger house. It's hard to clean, it's hard to take care of. Godol, if it's a big house, to Yasa Konatan. He wants a bigger house. I rented a big house. I need a room with my family. Echad, if it has one room, lo yasa nashnaim, they'll make two rooms. Shnaim, if it has two rooms, lo yasa nashnaim, echad. And lo yifchois menacha loynais, don't subtract windows. Lo yosfalev, don't add windows. Elam adashnaim, only badas, both of them, you have to make the house exactly what you made of. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Look at the Hechidon, what's the case? Idom labayizeh, if you said, I'm renting you this specific house, Nafal, it falls down, Ozle, then it's too bad. It's your luck. You rent this house. This house is not here anymore. What do you want me to do? You don't buy a stam. So if I said stam buy, so then I can make the house any way I want. Echad, my last stam. Cut my last god luck. Do whatever I want. I told you a buy. I didn't tell you what that buy is. So what's going on here? So if it's buy there, so then I'm not going to build another house. That was that buy. So it's not here anymore. It's your mazel. And if it's a buy stam, so then any house. So the house I'm going to rent you, it looks exactly like this, has exactly this amount. So, and then the loch is, you have to make that, you have to build exactly that house. What's the chiddush? I want a bias like this. There's a house that's on the beach. Now, when you say you want a house like that on the beach, usually you mean, I want a house on the beach. Now, how many bedrooms, how big it is, that's usually not what you care about. You care about the beach. So, I want it on the riverbanks. No. So, Rashi says,
people care about that. I have an uncle, I have a rock boy. It doesn't mean that. It means a beach house. It doesn't care what the size is. No, when he says kazeh, he wants exactly like that. And therefore, you have to give him a house exactly the same size. Hadun aloch, perek ha-shoyl, b'li nedah.